Outside, tendrils of mist drift over the moon's jagged terrain, and the huge ringed planet looms above the horizon. Inside, Ash watches the crew on his monitor.
Very bizarre.
Ash gazes at a fuzzy, jostling image from one of the helmet cams as they walk closer. The ends of the massive tubular horseshoe stick in the air with the curved end buried in the crater.
All right. Moving on to second. Position.
What is it? Let's get out of here.
We've got this far. We must go on. We have to go on.
The video transmission skips and blurs.
Will you say that again? I'm going back to the console.
His chair spins and glides back along its track. A three-sided console of lighted buttons and switches slides into place in front of Ash, and a video monitor switches on. Outside, the span of the horseshoe formation is as large as a coliseum. Ridges and tubular structures run along its dull brown surface like veins. The exploration team passes under one of its towering ends and heads toward the center. Ash watches solemnly and swallows as the team's video transmissions worsen. Later, the team stands a few yards from the object's stiff tortoiseshell patterned surface. Two oval, cave-like openings yawn before them. Dallas gazes into one dark entrance as Lambert and Kane climb up a few smooth rocks and join him. At Ash's console, his picture turns into static.
Dallas.
He adjusts his console and stares at the spotty static on his monitor. Inside the horseshoe structure, the team explores a dark tunnel leading up at a slight angle. A striated tube runs along one wall, dividing a bony lower section from a bulgy, fleshy upper section. Dallas motions to the opposite wall, which resembles an insect's hard outer shell. Mist rises from their breathing tubes as they slowly climb deeper into the structure. Kane touches a wall made of a series of tightly packed, bone-like ribs, and Dallas holds a boxy metal instrument up to it. Testing his footing with a tap of his boots, Dallas waves the others forward. Kane, carefully navigating the shadowy passage, steps past the captain, tilts his head up, and gazes through the wide visor of his exploration helmet. He glances at Lambert, then returns his focus above him. Kane moves forward, guided only by the weak beam of light from his helmet lamp. Lambert hesitatingly follows, with Dallas close behind. With his thick padded gloves, Kane grips the ridges of a wet metallic wall and lifts himself up. Raising his helmet over a ledge, Kane stops. His eyes widen and his mouth hangs open. Gritting his teeth, he hoists one leg over the ledge and climbs onto a gigantic circular platform, 100 feet across. Alternating spokes of piping and ribbed tubes stretch out from a central cog-like hub. A gargantuan curved chair rises from the central hub with a massive telescope-like instrument mounted above it. A bony, motionless creature, twice the size of Kane, sits frozen in the chair. Its large, round head bent forward on its neck, the creature has 10-foot-long arms and a wide, ribbed torso with a fist-sized puncture. Kane surveys the vaulted chamber as Dallas and Lambert climb up and examine the creature.
Alien life form. Looks like it's been dead a long time. Fossilized. Looks like it's grown out of the chair.